Is the world going to end in 2050? Do we only have another 30 years? Or does the enemy just want to make you numb? Numb to the fact of the end of the world coming whenever it's going to come, and also numb to the extreme occultism in our entertainment industry. We're going to talk about all that and so much more on today's Peck Report. Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. So we got a lot to get to today. Got a new microphone and a new mixer actually here. I don't know if you can sort of see it from this angle, but I got a new mixer here because Christina, my lovely, beautiful wife, Christina Peck, is going to start joining us on some of these videos, on some Peck Reports and Peck Underground Churches and stuff like that. So give me your opinion. What do you think the sound is like? Does it sound okay? Does it look okay? Is there a better... I'm not an expert when it comes to mics and things like that. Is this a good mic placement? All of you audiophiles out there, do you have any suggestions for me? Help me out. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. And we're going to continually improve the show and everything. So yeah, I got this Behringer mixer that I don't know much about what I'm doing, but I'm excited to learn and excited to make the audio quality as well as the video quality the absolute best we can make it. So we have a lot to talk to today. You know, I believe that one of the enemies, or one of the tactics of the enemy, is numbness, apathy, making us numb to things. And it's done gradually. It's like the frog in the pot of boiling water. You know, it's turned up ever so gradually, because every time that it tries to go too far too fast, then stuff starts to collapse. You know, you could sort of see that with all of the recent abortion bills and things like that that have been going on. What happened is, it wasn't that long ago, it's still in the public memory, when abortion was supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. Remember that term? But it went too far too fast. Way off the deep end with Ralph Northam advocating for infanticide and everything. And what happened? It was too much, too fast. And now you have states like Alabama that are just restricting it completely, which, thank God, we need to get the scourge of abortion out of our country completely. But that's what happens when you go too far too fast. And sometimes the enemy does. That the enemy clearly is not perfect, and the enemy will sometimes go too far too fast. And when that happens, the numbness wears down. You get scalded. So one of the tactics of the enemy that the enemy has been trying to perfect, but again, remember, the enemy is working through human agents, and humans have not had, individual humans that are alive today have not had thousands of years to perfect this in the way that a spiritual enemy has. So sometimes human agents don't always match up to their spiritual captors and counterparts. We got to keep that in mind, too, that that's a lot of the reason why we see some of the things that we're seeing. So recently, and here's another thing. I think that sometimes the enemy can use this in their own favor. So we're seeing a lot of doomsday reports. One came out recently, 30 years from complete catastrophe. Doomsday report claims human civilization will end as we know it in 2050. Now, spoiler alert, this has to do with climate change, because of course it does. It used to be that typically it was the left would make fun of the religious right about the doomsday prophecies they would have. If you're legalizing or if you're redefining marriage and legalizing homosexual marriage, then that's why God's causing earthquakes and stuff like that. And they used to laugh at it. But that's not really the case anymore. Now they've adopted their own doomsday prophecies. And why have they done this? I believe that this actually is a sign that the end of all this, all the prophecies that we read about in Revelation are coming soon. Why? Because for some reason, the enemy is trying to desensitize us to the idea of the end of the world. And that's why you're typically seeing this from the left. You know, the enemy isn't, the enemy can't control Christians and conservatives in the way that they can control leftists and progressives and all those people. So when you start seeing it come from the side of the enemy, then you know something's afoot. Now, we also know that the enemy doesn't have full foreknowledge of everything. They might know some things. They probably can see ahead of the street better than we can, but they can't predict prophecy perfectly. You know, they can't predict the future perfectly. They can just see a little bit more ahead than we can. So does that necessarily mean that for sure the end times are upon us? Well, no, but it seems like our spiritual enemy seems to have a reason to believe that time is very short. The enemy's trying to desensitize us from thinking about the end of the world. And that's why we're seeing reports like this. We're also getting desensitized by occultism in entertainment in Hollywood, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But according to this report, there's a high likelihood that human civilization as we know it will come to an end by the year 2050. And again, you're seeing all these, again, it's too much too fast. The enemy is using that to their benefit. That's why you had AOC saying the world is going to end in 12 years. That is too much too fast. That's obviously not going to happen. No one on the left even really believes that. I don't even think AOC herself really believes that. I think it's just something that flew out of her mouth, probably because some demon put it in there. And it just flew out of her mouth one day. And she ran with it. But I think that the enemy is using this principle of too much too fast to their benefit. While also, because it desensitizes us then. Then we're like, okay, well, that's just ridiculous. Think about all what we've been talking about the past couple of Peck reports, the UFO disclosure and everything. For a while, right up before the UFO disclosure, we saw, again, from the enemy, too much, too fast. Ancient Aliens was the most popular show for a really long time. And that has the most wildest claims, you know, about UFOs. So when you're listening to all that, and like, that's just insane. When you're listening to all that crazy stuff, then when it's, oh, the Pentagon has a secret program that studies UFOs. Now, all of a sudden, that doesn't seem so crazy. See how the enemy works? So it's real tricky here. Now, according to a policy paper entitled Existential Climate-Related Security Risk, which predicts more than half of the world's population will face lethal heat conditions beyond the threshold of human survivability. Keep in mind, too, these doomsday predictions involving climate change have been going on for decades, for a long, long time, about as long as the doomsday prophecies from the more like out there Christians who think that they can look at codes in the Bible and predict exactly what date and time the rapture is going to happen, which has 100% failure rate. So I don't know why people keep trying to do it. But it goes on to say, it says desertification could be severe in southern Africa, the southern Mediterranean, West Asia, the Middle East, inland Australia, and across the southwestern United States. The report said a number of ecosystems, including the coral reef, the Amazon rainforest, and the Arctic, will collapse by 2050. But you know what? You know why they pick those arbitrary numbers? Because that's about 30 years from now. By then, I'm going to be, what, 64, almost 65. If the Lord tarries and if I'm still around, I'm not going to remember this report. You know, that's going to be the furthest thing from my mind. And by then they'll have new predictions and new crazy things to desensitize the rest of us. So you see how cleverly they work. That's why it's not common in the culture to remember back when they were making these predictions in the 80s and 90s. You know, people on the right will bring that up, but people on the left just basically ignore it. So it goes on to say that this report says, so this is from Daily Mail, but it's quoting the report here saying, quote, even for 2C of warming, more than a billion people may need to be relocated. And in high end scenarios, the scale of destruction is beyond our capacity to model, with a high likelihood of human civilization coming to an end. End quote. You know, I mean, it is ridiculous. They're doing this on purpose. They're making it sound way out there and sensational on purpose so it desensitizes you from it, so you don't pay attention to it. Why would the enemy want you to not pay attention to the end of the world? Because maybe it is actually coming, just not in the way of climate change. So instead of just ignoring the climate change aspect of it, the enemy wants you to ignore the spiritual aspect of it, that we are seeing degradation in our culture, that the Lord Jesus Christ is returning, and probably very soon. The enemy doesn't want you to think about all that stuff. So it's using climate change as a tool to desensitize you from it. Don't fall for it. So it says these scenarios were presented by David Spratt, the research director for Breakthrough National Center for Climate Restoration in Melbourne, and Ian Dunlop, former chairman of the Australian Coal Association and chair of the Australian Greenhouse Office Experts Group on Emissions Trading. You know, they always got to have some kind of so-called expert. But it says they said the social consequences of climate change range from increasing religious fervor to outright chaos. The flooding of coastal communities around the world, especially in the Netherlands, the United States, South Asia, and China, has the potential to challenge regional and even national identities, they warned. Armed conflict between nations over resources. Look how far they're projecting this thing. You know, a glacier might melt an extra cup of water, and all of a sudden, nations are going to war over resources, such as the Nile and its tributaries. Is likely a nuclear war is possible. They have presented scenarios for three periods: from 2020 to 2030, 2030 to 2050, and 2050. Which is strange. You would think 2050 would be included in 2030 to 2050, but apparently not. But that's how this logic works. You know, it's illogical, but it says, according to their report, by 2030, policymakers will fail to act on evidence and prevent growing greenhouse gas emissions. Well, again, show the evidence, show the actual evidence. Because what you have are two sides that aren't understanding each other. You have the left, who is purposely going out of its way to misinterpret what the right is saying. And then you have the right that's saying, look, we don't really know if global warming or climate change or whatever you're calling it today is a real thing. But that's not the question. If it is real, can you give us any way of scientifically testing how much humans are contributing to it? And you know, the left scoffs at it. It's just obvious. It's common sense. Well, it's not that common sense. And there are no scientific ways of actually measuring the difference between human participation and natural, just it being a natural thing that happens. So there are no tests for that. It says, while sea levels have risen 0.5 meters by 2050, the increase may be 2 to 3 meters by 2100, excuse me, and it is understood from historical analogs that seas may eventually rise by more than 25 meters. The report said 35% of the global land area and 55% of the global population are subject to more than 20 days a year of lethal heat conditions beyond the threshold of human survivability. But again, they've been making these kind of claims forever. Hasn't happened. We have not seen a major significant change due to this. In people's survivability and things like that. Oh, by the way, while we're on the topic, don't fall for that meme, because I believe that this was created to make us so-called climate deniers look stupid. There's a meme going around that shows a beaker of water with a chunk of ice in it, and it has an arrow that says glacier, and then there's the beaker of water, and it says ocean. And, you know, then on another side, it's left out for an hour, and it melts, and it shows that the level is exactly the same. That was created to make us look stupid. Don't pass that around and don't fall for that. That's not how glaciers actually work. That's not how frozen continents like the Arctic, Antarctica, and places like that. That's not how it actually works. They're actually fixed to the ground. You know, what we see as oceans are actually large basins filled with water, and the land are the parts of the ground that come up above the water. The continents aren't like, they're not like lily pads floating around. Otherwise, that meme would be correct, but that's not how it works. So when ice melts on the top of, you know, one of these basins, and it goes into the water, it does collect, and the sea levels do rise, but it's very minuscule, and there hasn't been any evidence to suggest that this has affected the world in any kind of negative, in significant negative way so far. Could it? Sure. You know, if you melt the polar ice caps, that would probably be pretty rough. You know, you'd probably get some flooding and stuff like that. But there's no evidence to suggest that that's happening. There's even evidence on the contrary saying that the polar ice caps are growing. So, you know, you got to look at all sides of these issues. But yeah, so don't fall for that meme. It's I think that that was designed probably from somebody on the left to make us look stupid as climate deniers. The polar ice caps are not like ice cubes just floating in the water. Otherwise, that meme would be correct, but that's not what's going on. So don't fall for that. You know, as usual, I do want to know what you think about this. Leave me a comment in the comment section below, and don't forget to subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. We got to talk about how, so, you know, not only are we just numb to cataclysm now, meaning, you know, if the enemy can make us numb to cataclysm and make us numb to end of the world prophecies, the kind of stuff we talk about here on Peck Report, then we won't see it coming when it happens, and that could spell eternal destruction for us, depending where we are with Jesus at that time. Now, we see this in demonic entertainment too, and we do have to talk about that. Very important we talk about that. But before we do, I've got to tell you about a couple of my favorite things. CBD Pure and CBD Pets, and then we're going to talk about Kratom. If you are a chronic pain sufferer like I am, then you probably had days where it just feels hopeless. If you have to be on opioids, you don't really like being on them because it zones you out. I used to be on them for years. I know what it's like. It's very possible that the pharmaceutical industries are using these opioids as a means of mind control to get people to buy more stuff and especially, you know, more narcotics, because once you're hooked on them, I mean, it is hell to get off of them. I know. I was on the highest milligram of oxycodone that you could take. And I was taking more than I was supposed to at that time, but I quit cold turkey. It almost killed me. I don't recommend doing it that way. If you're going to quit, you know, do it with a doctor's supervision. But after that, I did this not knowing about CBD or Kratom or anything like that. I found out about that later, and it gave me my life back. So many people have similar testimonies when it comes to CBD, but there's so many different vendors. There's so many places to buy it. You never really know what you're going to get, but it's not the case anymore with CBD Pure and CBD Pets. You want to get this for yourself and for your pets. Because it's non-GMO, it's totally organic, pesticide-free, and they prove it by putting their scientific testing that they go through a third-party testing facility, so they're not even affiliated with it. But they put all those results, and they test every batch, and they put the results on their website. So you know that what you're getting is the purest you can find online today. Now, again, that ad says joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is not correct. Go to dailyrenegade.com. But best case scenario, because we're still working on the website, click on the link in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. Click on the link there. It'll take you right there. That's the best place to get it until we get the website up and running. And we're still doing a lot with Daily Renegade, which is really exciting. Now, if you're more of a Kratom guy like I am, by the way, CBD oil, for one thing, you do get a money back guarantee, so there's no risk. If you don't like it, you can send it back for a refund. But you can. It doesn't have to only be for chronic pain. A lot of people have taken it an hour before bed and have slept a lot better. They're having better REM cycles and things like that. So you want to try that out. If you're more of a Kratom guy, I take Kratom every single day. And it's great. It's given me my life back. I don't have to be on opioids, and I'm clear-headed because of it, which is just excellent. Coastline Kratom might be for you. Now, with Coastline Kratom, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account because of all the political garbage around the sale of Kratom right now, which is something that we're actively trying to fight against by getting real information out there into the hands of all of you. So you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but it's really easy. You can do it right on their website, and they make it worth it because they also offer a money back guarantee. And I believe there's a promo code. I believe it's PECK, P-E-C-K, for Coastline Kratom. If you're able to, go check out the website, dailyrenegade.com, and see if the banner's there. But if not, don't worry about it. Just click on the link in the description below. You'll find it there. But this is the highest quality Kratom that you're going to find online today. Money-back guarantee, so you got nothing. There's no risk, nothing to lose. And, you know, try it out. They have a wide variety of strains for different tolerances. So I suggest getting the beginner's pack of enhanced strains, so that way you can really test. You know, start off with a little bit because it's enhanced, so it's stronger. Start off with a little bit, but if it turns out that you do have a high tolerance, then it's enhanced, so it's stronger. So you can take more, but do it little by little. Do your research, find out, you know, how much you should take. If you are a member of Daily Renegade, you can go on the website and find the Kratom video that I did a while ago, and I have some recommendations there. Unfortunately, I can't talk too much about it on YouTube because they deleted that video, and they'll delete this one too. And that goes to censorship and everything that we deal with, which is why you want to become a member of Daily Renegade if you haven't already. Being a member, go to dailyrenegade.com. It is only $10 a month or $100 a year. Small price to pay for knowing that you're not under the boot of satanic YouTube that wants to censor us and shut us up and not let us fellowship with one another. There's a lot of content creators doing this same thing, making their own platform. That's exactly what we're doing with Daily Renegade. And I know some people say, well, if I have to pay $10 for everybody that does that, all the people I like, I'm going to be broke. Well, don't do it for everybody then. Just do it for the ones where it's worth it to you. So that's why at Daily Renegade, you don't only get Peck Report. You get Peck Report, you get Peck Underground Church, you get the Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne, you get Apollineering with Seth McVeigh. There's going to be a Ryan Peterson show coming up. You get Women Glorifying God with Christina Peck and Sandy Ashley. And you get a lot of shows. I think we're up to 12 or maybe 13 shows by now. There's a lot of shows and more coming. So do it for platforms that are willing to give you the most bang for your buck, like Daily Renegade is. Also, the great thing about Daily Renegade is your membership doesn't only go to the cost of running the website and providing you all of this content, but we do a lot of ministry work too. So 20% of your membership goes to these various things. So 20% goes into ministry effort. So there's 10% goes to, we work with two ministries that go out and preach the gospel to Israel in the Middle East. You know, however you feel about Israel, I get a lot of people with a lot of different opinions. If we're Christian, we should all be able to agree on, you know what, whatever problems they have could probably be solved if they recognize who their Savior is and become Christians. So that is ultimately the solution. Jesus Christ is the solution. And, you know, of course, we don't do that by force. We do that by love and reason and logic. And so we work with missionaries that go out and work to bring the Jewish people to the saving knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ. So there's two ministries that do that. That's 10%. 5% goes to actually one of the hosts of one of the shows here, Through the Black Uncensored, Tom Dunn. His daughter, you know, they're very active in the pro-life movement, and his daughter has her own. I don't know what you would call it. I don't know if it's exactly a ministry, but her own efforts, you know. So 5% goes to her to support her because, you know, Tom Dunn is a part of the Daily Renegade family. That makes his family a part as well. So we want to support our own. And they work very hard to get the message out about why abortion is such an evil. And they do it out of love and compassion. And it's fantastic work that they're doing. So we support that. And then we also support St. Jude because they took care of my son, Nathan, when he had leukemia, and he is cancer free now. So your membership goes to all those things. That and then the rest of the 80% just goes to running the website and keeping all of this content censorship free for all of you. So make sure you become a member of Daily Renegade at dailyrenegade.com. Make sure to do that today. Okay, everybody who is watching this on Facebook or YouTube for free, we're going to call it good there. Please, again, subscribe to us. Click the bell for notifications. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You know, you can find us just about anywhere. Make sure you follow us there. And to people watching for free, thank you so much. Members, hang on the line. We got to talk about the occultism that we're also becoming numb to. We're going to talk about that for members only. So non-members, thank you so much. Take care and God bless. All right, members, thank you for your membership and thank you for sticking with us. Okay, so Epoch Times recently put out this article, Envision 2019, Why Have We Become Numb to Demonic Entertainment? And I believe that it's the same reason why we're numb to these catastrophe, destruction, prophecy kind of theory things. I think it's the same reason why we're numb to those. It's because we've heard it so much you know, we're kind of over it. We're like, yes, we get that, you know, Hollywood is evil and YouTube is evil and censorship and all that. We become numb to it, you know, and that's it's a mixture of you know, having the truth available now, but also the laziness of really us who should care about it and should be doing something about it, should be demanding that this stuff not be on our content providers and things like that. You know, the good thing is some people, I don't think it's enough. I think we need a bigger movement, but some people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions because of this stuff. And that's good to see, but I don't think it's enough. I don't think enough people are doing that. So hopefully we'll see more of that, but, and, you know, with enough pressure, ultimately these corporations, I mean, they run on ideology and they run on money. And it's like a warring like match between those two big motivators. So if they don't care about money, then they're motivated by ideology. So that's why we want them to care about money. How do we do that? We cancel all of our subscriptions. And it's going to take all of us doing it. I mean, it's going to take even more than just the Christians doing it. It's going to take even liberals who are just sick of this crap being shoved down everybody's throat all the time. I mean, if you're a really staunch leftist and you're really into all the, which I doubt anybody who's a paying member here actually is, but wouldn't you get sick of being told the same story over and over and over and over again? I mean, it's the same reason that I don't really like a whole lot of Christian movies. You know, there's a few good ones, but most of it, it's the same characters, it's the same story over and over again. You know, it's the same staunchy atheist professor and who's really, he hates God because a bad thing happened to him, and it's, you know, the characters aren't really complex. It's the same story. You just get inundated with it over and over again. At least Christianity has the message of Christ with it, so there's truth there. But I'm just on a purely entertainment level. Now, if you're like a really staunch leftist, I mean, don't you get sick of just, oh, the gay guy, you know, the gay black kid is the only one that knows anything, and all white men are stupid and evil? And they don't get sick of it as quickly as we do, because it gives them a point of pride. It gives them a pedestal to stand on. You know, it feeds their pride, where they can say, yes, white men are all these horrible things. That's why you even see white men saying that stuff. A lot of them. So, but just again, on a purely entertainment level, don't you get sick of being told the same story over and over again? But anyway, so even some people on the left are getting sick of this stuff, and all the Satanism and stuff. So, you know, think about this. The Epoch Times brings up this question: why is it that a kid wearing a MAGA hat, smiling at a Native American drumming in his face, can become a national scandal, but a mainstream performance can have a performer surrounded by demonic figures dancing in flames and show depictions of the Statue of Liberty in ruins, and nobody seems to bat an eye? See the connection there? The Statue of Liberty in ruins, that's the catastrophic apocalypse kind of stuff that the enemy is desensitizing us to, mixed in with this occult imagery. That it's because the deception comes from the same source. So, you know, of course, this is referring to Madonna's performance at Eurovision 2019 in Israel. And of course it would be in Israel, because you're going to take God's holiest land and try to pervert it as much as possible. That's what the enemy is going to do and has been doing for a long time. Keep in mind that Eurovision is no minor event. In 2018, it had almost 190 million viewers, which is nearly double the Super Bowl's 98 million. Openly satanic imagery is fairly common in Madonna's performances and with performances by major pop singers overall, so this wasn't especially unusual for her, but the seeming lack of attention these issues receive says something about how warped the standards in entertainment have become. The real irony is that all of the things the legacy news outlet could have had problems with during her performance, the criticisms focused on the sound quality. Again, because that's a point of pride. Most people, when they hear a difference in sound quality, they can't really tell the difference because they're just not an expert in that. So But and that's why it's a point of pride to some people. Some people, they'll complain like crazy. It's the same. It's the same thing where you see the grammar police on Facebook. You know, if you say something wrong, like if you say revelations instead of revelation, there are people who will nitpick that to no end, and they won't focus on any of the other message. There was an episode. Now, I actually like this story because the woman who did this ended up accepting the reproof and repenting over it. So there's no issues. Everything's cool. But this is a good example of this. Most people don't repent of this. Most people don't take the reproof. Most people double down on it. But one of the very first episodes of The Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne, Gary said revelations. In revelations, we hear, and that's a pretty common mistake. It doesn't mean he's stupid. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean any of that. It gives people who might have a point of pride issue, it gives them something to latch onto where then they can ignore the rest of the teaching. They don't have to wrestle with the complex ideas that Gary Wayne's bringing out, because the guy is brilliant. I mean, Gary is absolutely brilliant. They don't have to wrestle with those ideas and think about it. They can throw it all away because he said revelations. I don't think that that's what this woman was trying to do. So a woman left a comment only focused on that. And I didn't get mad about it, but I did say, this is one of those tactics that, not saying you're doing this, but in case you're not aware, this is one of those tactics that people use for this reason. And she immediately, apologized, which she didn't have to do. I didn't take any offense to it. And Gary didn't either. I was just trying to instruct her that this can be a tool of the enemy. But she saw it for what it was after I told her what it was. She immediately repented of it, took the reproof, took the comment down, and I haven't seen anything like that since. So, very few people, and I love that story because very, very few people will ever take that reproof. But you'll see that a lot. It's that same spirit, that nitpicky kind of vindictive spirit. You see that with like sound quality. Now, I asked at the beginning of this episode for, honest criticism on my sound quality. And if you have any solutions to make it better, that would be great, because again, I'm still getting used to this. That's different. Trying to be helpful is different than using it as a club to say, well, I'm an expert in this and you are very stupid. You don't even know. And using it that way. So that's what's going on here. The criticism's focused on the sound quality because people are so wrapped up in their own pride. They can't see the demonic garbage in front of them, but they can listen to their pride, and their pride will tell them, the sound is a little bit off, or the EQ isn't quite right. And all that stuff. And again, I don't mean that taking pride in your work, if you're actually working in the sound industry or something, in the audio industry, you should take pride and you should do it to the best of your ability, but you don't want to become a jerk over it. So like Derek Gilbert, Skywatch TV host, one of my best friends in the world, he is absolutely an expert and a genius when it comes to audio stuff. And a lot of other things too, but he's really, really good with that. And I've throughout the years, I've had a million questions, and I know I can always come to him and ask him, and he never uses that as a club. He's just happy to help. And he's happy to share his expertise and stuff, which is great. So, that's what you want to be. If you're an expert in something, you want to have that attitude about it so you can help others. Use it as a tool to, God gave you that expertise for a reason, or God gave you the motivation to become an expert in that for a reason. Don't use it to beat people over the head with. Use it to help out and be a contributing member of society and of Christianity, really. So they can't see the demonic garbage in front of them, but instead they're going to complain about the sound quality. And that she apparently called for peace between Israel and Palestine by showing performers with the country's flags on their backs at the end. A political thing and sound quality. Madonna's performance began with her 1989 song Like a Prayer and showed dark hooded figures on a staircase with a horned devil face projected behind them in red light. This moved into a performance of one of her new songs, Future, alongside rapper Quavo. I don't know. I don't know rap culture, so I don't know if I'm saying the names right. I actually got in a little bit of trouble with a couple people because there was a rapper named Nipsey Hussle who got shot, and I was kind of laughing about his name on one of the videos, and people were saying I was being insensitive. It's like, look, I didn't laugh that he died. It's just it's kind of a silly name. I don't know. I don't understand the rap culture thing. Rappers can make fun of my name. You know, my last name is Peck. You don't think I've ever been made fun of before? It's fine. Anyway, you know, sometimes I think we can lighten up a little bit. You know, I'm not mocking the guy's death. It's a tragic death. And actually, I do think, having time to look into what was really going on there, I do think that that was on purpose. I think he was killed because he was bringing some information out that the elites did not want out. But that's a whole other thing. So, you know, wasn't laughing about that. It was just because I didn't know if his name was also it was on April 4th. It was April 1st. That story broke on April Fool's Day. So a big part of me thought that this whole thing was an April Fool's joke and that I was being put on. Maybe this wasn't even a real person. But again, don't want to go too far down that rabbit trail. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, if it's Quavo or Quavo. And, you know, people can be nitpicky and correct me on that or say that I'm being insensitive if they want. But, you know, that just tells me that that's part of that spirit that we talked about before, the point of pride spirit. Continuing on, the dancers pulled off their robes to reveal some wearing white or black costumes and World War I gas masks. Madonna pretends to caress, then kill the ones in white as she declares they think we're not aware of their crimes, but we're just not ready to act. As a screen in the back shows images that resemble Catholic priests, which, you know, to the left, to the enemy, the image of priests, they lump all of Christianity together. So they lump, like, to them, when they think of Christian, they think of Catholics. I'm not saying that Catholics aren't Christian. I'm not saying that they are. You know, it depends on the individual. But there's not really, like, a Protestant look. You know, when you think of Christianity, and especially because Catholicism is so widespread, and it's very easy to recognize with the robes and the priests. So that's a common image of Christianity that the enemy will use in these types of rituals and things to destroy. So that's why it's priests, because part of us as Protestants might think, well, why should we care? You know, they're in on the deception too. And it's like, well, you got to understand the imagery and what the enemy is actually doing here. She then asks, can't you hear the outside of your Supreme hoodie, the wind that's beginning to howl? She then blows on the backup dancers who pretend to die, and the set is then engulfed in hellish flames. She then declares, not everyone is coming to the future. Not everyone that's here is going to last. As the background image shifts to show a broken and crumbling Statue of Liberty in a destroyed New York City and transitions into other hellish scenes, such as showing the stage gulf in flames. So you know what that blowing is? That is a perversion, a demonic reversal of God's breath of life. You know, God breathes the breath of life into Adam and he becomes a living soul. Madonna, which there's a whole bunch of stuff with her name there too, but Madonna is doing the reverse of that. This is like the breath of death. And it's a demonic reversal of something that God did. And, you know, the enemy is constantly doing this kind of stuff. Says the performance is filled with demonic imagery and dark occult symbolism. Some viewers pointed to the fact that Madonna wore an eye patch with an X on it, supposedly representing her new Madam X persona. Of course, it's possible that she just wore the eye patch because she thinks it's stylish, but her previous use of symbol of covering one eye and the frequent use of the symbol by other pop stars has raised some suspicion as to its meaning. Many point to the Eye of Providence or the Eye of Horus as being the reference. While this was later understood as a Freemason symbol, it goes back further to Illuminati and Luciferian sects. Remember, too, that Madonna is a Kabbalist, Kabbalist mystic. She's really into that kind of stuff. And it says, in the early Luciferian initiations of Rosicrucians, an initiate would be led blindfolded through a maze, then would have their blindfold ceremonially removed. Covering one eye and uncovering the other refers to seeing through the manufactured illusions of the world. You know, you got that duality. It's like the red pill and blue pill, the left eye and the right eye. It's all the same kind of thing. This has other meanings from within the dark occult, where Lucifer is seen as the light bringer who illuminates followers with knowledge, which plays on the story of the Garden of Eden, where the devil convinced Eve to eat the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge. That's another allusion to that. It's a perversion of that, because there were two trees, one that gave them life and one that essentially consigned Adam and Eve to death. So, the ancient secret Luciferian societies just love that imagery, but they reverse everything. They flip everything. They say that Lucifer was, that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the good tree. And that's what Lucifer used to open the eyes and everything. It's all flipped. What's good is evil and what's evil is good. We read about that in prophecy, that we're returning to a time like that. So it goes on to say, those in the dark occult, often pursue worldly knowledge with the belief that it can give them power over others. In Luciferian sects, they invert the story of man's fall from Eden to paint Lucifer's deception as a gift, like what I just said, referring to him as the Prometheus and the Morning Star, playing on the Illuminist concept of Luciferian light. Madonna states, we can light up the dark. Everyone has a spark. And that spark, that divinity spark that comes from Gnosticism, which again is another just one of these ancient secret sects. Any sect or religion that uses secrets as their base, I mean, that's evil. And that's why Christianity is so different. Christianity is more open to the truth and more free giving the truth. If you want to get saved, you can just get saved. You can start a relationship with Jesus. He's not going to hide the truth from you. He'll instruct you. He'll protect you. He'll protect you from things that you're not ready for yet. But we don't do that to each other as Christians. At least we're not supposed to. That's up to all-knowing Father to do. Just like a real Father, just like a human physical Father. Obviously, God the Father is real, but you know what I mean? In a physical sense, just like a physical Father will to his kids, I'm not going to tell my 5-year-old all about sexual reproduction right now. I'm going to protect him from that because he's not ready for it. But that's not the same as like lying or keeping secrets just so I can maintain a position of power. That's what the secret societies are all about. That's what Gnosticism is all about. That's what the spark of divinity is. That's how they claim they found their salvation, was by realizing that they have a spark of the divine within them and they create their own salvation. It's all satanic garbage. So it says, in Western occultism, the idea that everyone has a spark pulled from the concept of internal duality. They believe that each person had an angel and a demon, and many try that. That's what that symbolism is on the shoulders, the demon and the angel that you see in like kids cartoons and stuff. And many try to use these in their own pursuits of worldly power and knowledge, believing they can manipulate angels and demons to their whims. King James warned of these practices in his 1597 book, Demonologies, that in their belief they can control these forces. Individuals are deceived by their pride and are enslaved by demonic forces that believed that they had dominated. The enemy wants you to believe that you can dominate and control them. That's why, like, I don't really believe the story of Solomon with the ring and that he used it to control demons, to force demons to build the temple. I don't believe that story at all, because that sounds just incredibly Gnostic to me. Like that sounds like the enemy trying to convince us that we have power, not over demons, not authority over them to cast them out. That's not what I'm talking about. But power, manipulation power, power to make them do things that we should command them. Why would we want to command demons? We don't even, the Bible doesn't even tell us to command, we can't command angels. We can pray and ask God to send angels for protection and stuff, but ultimately it's up to God. God is the only commander. We're not. So that it just reminds me of all that stuff. This also relates to the above and below concept, where the magician is depicted as pointing upward and downward. A well-known depiction of this is the satanic image of the goat-headed demon Baphomet, often shown pointing both upward and downward. Madonna and other pop stars have often depicted the same symbol. As someone who studies Kabbalah, it's unlikely that Madonna is doing this by chance. In the dark occult, pointing upward is regarded as a reference to the white moon of Chesed in the Tree of Life, while pointing down refers to the black one of Geburah. Not sure if I'm pronouncing those right, but the nitpickers can correct me. It says the common belief in the evil left-handed path of the dark occult is that both good and evil will merge into the same result and that they can achieve salvation through sin. Now, of course, the Bible tells us differently. The Bible tells us the path of destruction is wide and easy, but the path to salvation is narrow. And, you know, Jesus tells us to take the narrow path. Madonna appears to depict this at the end of her performance when the performers in both white and black follow her as she and Quavo fall backward off the stage, a likely reference to their dive into the abyss where good and evil are united in apocalyptic destruction. Of course, it's possible that these pop stars have no idea what they're doing and are just trying to be edgy, but how is it that society can casually watch demonic imagery like this and have no problem, even when shown to almost 200 million people? Yet even the suggestion of values that oppose their do as thou wilt motto can become a national scandal. So very good points, I think, made here by the Epoch Times. And so big props to them. Yeah, and it's just crazy, the society that we're living in, what we will put up with and what we won't. Like, we'll put up with all of that, and it's usually because most people don't see what it is, they don't recognize what it is, but because most people can't use that to feed their point of pride spirit, but they can use sound quality to do that. So it's ridiculous, but that's why we need to keep our eyes on that, on this stuff. This is why Peck Report exists. This is why Daily Renegade exists. This is why you guys are members. Excuse me. And, you know, I think that this membership thing, you know, the reason that we started it was because of heavy censorship and demonetization on YouTube. You know, we're preparing for that, but I think it's kind of become a blessing in disguise. And I always figured, and I even said in the beginning that, you know, God will probably work something together for good through this. I think one of those things is having a membership really weeds out the trolls, and it really weeds out the disinformation agents and people that just want to start trouble. It weeds them out because they're not going to make a personal sacrifice for truth. They're not going to do that. They're going to say, well, Josh is a shill, and Josh is greedy, and Josh is selfish, and he's just in it for the money and all this. They're not willing to make any personal sacrifice for the truth. So it weeds all those people out where we can have our own community here. And listen, I'm preaching to the choir. You know, you're not the only ones that are making a personal sacrifice here. Of course, me and the other hosts are as well. We're putting our own time and really our own money into this, in a lot of different ways. So we all make personal sacrifices to each other, and we're all serving each other. So that's a good community. That's good fellowship. You know, that's how Christianity started out and why it thrived and why it still continues to thrive. So I think that is what we need to hold on to. And I hate what YouTube has become. I hate censorship. I hate these demonic platforms. But I love that God can take this horrible situation and then turn it into something like this, something like what we have here at Daily Renegade. And you know, I got to give Tom Dunn props for the name Daily Renegade, by the way. He was the one that come up with that. So some people want to naysay and say, well, you know, Obama used that term. I don't care what the enemy uses about anything. Look, according to the world standards, you are a renegade because you love truth. You love proper fellowship. You love love, you know, the proper, the correct definition of love. You love all that stuff. You're a renegade by the world standards. We all are. But that's what brings us together. Jesus Christ was the ultimate renegade, so much so that the enemy killed him and the world spat him out. But he came back, didn't he? Because he is that much of a renegade that not even death kept him down. And we all have that promise, by the way, which is just amazing and great to think about. So we absolutely are renegades by the world standards. So I love the name Daily Renegade. I love that we can all be renegades together here in fellowship. And I just love y'all, and I'm glad that we're doing this. So I want to thank all of you so much. Please leave me a comment either on the page that you find this video on or in the message board, or if the new website is up by now, because I record these ahead of time sometimes, which you probably notice I've been wearing the same shirt for, what, 3 or 4 days now from your perspective. I record these ahead of time. So, where was I going with that? Kind of lost my train of thought there. Well, anyway, leave me a comment. If the new website is up, you might actually be able to have your own profile where you can actually. We're trying to sort of build like a social media thing. It's not going to be as you know complex and huge as Facebook or anything, but it'll be more interactive. So if you have that capability, then go ahead and comment on there. You can also just email me directly if you want, joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. I'll be happy to read your email and I will try my hardest to get back with you. Not always able to do that because when you get thousands of these things all the time, messages and emails and you know, excuse me, it can make it difficult. So make sure you do that. All that being said, hey, there was a good test. Were you able to pick that up? Derek told me that this thing here is supposed to stop the mic from like going crazy if we happen to bump the table or something. So let me know. But all right, all that being said, thanks for hanging out with me. And until next time, love you all. Take care. God bless.